You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pros studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Assessing Hurricane Milton's damage in Florida. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Thankfully, this was not the worst case scenario. The storm did weaken before landfall.
But Governor Ron DeSantis says there is still extensive damage, especially in areas hardest hit first last night.
Sarasota County had the most significant storm surge, likely somewhere between 8 to 10 feet.
So there's flooding in coastal communities and other parts of Florida inundated by more than a foot of rain. Major General Robert Carruthers with the Florida National Guard just told Fox they have crews on the ground and in the air.
Focused on search and rescue immediately. They do assessments, damage assessments in parallel when they can.
There have been also more than several dozen rescues of people in the storm and in the damage. And also before Milton hit, the outer edges spotted in deadly tornadoes. Fox Weather's Kendall Smith seeing the damage firsthand.
The St. Lucie County Emergency Operations Center confirmed 4 fatalities to Fox, and this is an ongoing situation. Search and rescue efforts are still ongoing this morning. There have been at least 25 individuals that have been rescued, and all of those individuals, unfortunately, have sustained either cuts, bruises, lacerations.
There are 3.3 million power outages still. We got an inflation update showing the annual rate of consumer price increase slowing a bit more from 2.5% in August to 2.4% last month, the smallest rise in more than 3 years, and since that is tied to this.
The cost of living increase for Social Security recipients next year will be 2.5%. The increase for 2024 was 3.2% after an 8.7% increase the previous year, reflecting the highest inflation in 40 years.
That's Fox's Jenny Cassolo. The increase will mean for the average Social Security recipient about $50 a month more next year. America's listening to Fox News.
I opened a gold IRA with Noble Gold Investments. There's no better vote for your financial safety than precious metals. So Noble Gold Investments is giving away up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account this month. Just use promo code Trump. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and error.
It's time to win cash. Get your KPEL News apps ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPEL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
And your 9 a.m. code is 561. 561. That's your code for a chance to win cash on News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Hey.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit BACAworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by Champines, located in the Oil Center. Champines, going the extra mile.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Ooh.
Hi, hello. Welcome to Moon Griffon Show on this Friday Eve. Great to be with you folks as our prayers and attention go to Florida. And once again, Mother Nature comes in, does its job, been going on since time began. We can't do nothing about it. We can't start it. We can't stop it. And by the way, people, please quit sending me stuff about how man can manipulate the weather. Okay, I'm not going to agree with you, and I don't care if they can. So don't send it. I mean, people are saying, I'm just going to stick with my little Bible and my little God thing. Y'all believe that man's that smart, but I don't. Anyway, but if you want to believe that, you want to talk about Vietnam and all that, by the way, they got a rainy season in Vietnam. It rains all the time. So anyway, but I'm not going there, and I'm not following the chemtrails. I'm not doing it. But if you want to believe that, you have that right, and I'm not saying you're wrong. But I don't want to believe that, and I'm not going to believe that, and I've read enough and saw enough for the last 30 years. So please, I'm begging y'all. I love y'all to death. Don't send that to me. I'm not reading it. When I get it, I'm just, and you can say, well, you're just being ignorant. Fine. Believe I'm ignorant on the subject. But I didn't read and seen all this stuff. So please, I'm just asking y'all. Love you to death. Let's just agree to disagree, okay? And I would rather believe that God takes our hand off our country. This is the kind of stuff that can happen more than anything else. All right, I got a gentleman here who's a friend of the program. He's actually rode out the storm, the horrible hurricane last night in Tampa. His name is Sam Brock. Sam, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great this morning.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Thanks
first
for having
of all,
me on, man.
Yeah, thank you. You must be working with, who you work with to be down in the middle of a storm and actually ride the thing out?
That's a little bit of a long story as to why I'm here. I'll give you the brief.
Well, I'm curious because most people get the hell out. You went the hell in.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, as I was coming in here on Tuesday afternoon, there's like nobody on I-75 coming into Tampa, and 120 miles out of Tampa, it was backed up bumper to bumper going 10 miles an hour for 120 miles coming out of here.
Boy, thank God they weren't electric vehicles, huh, Sam? That'd have been all electric vehicles. We'd have had a problem. We'd have had a big problem.
You're all right about that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, hey, let me comment on what you just said. We've been having hurricanes since this world was created by the Lord, and He controls that, and we control what we do with it after it hits. So I was trying to tell the people that I was coming down here to help out.
But Sam, you don't
have any control over it.
But Sam, this is all. I get a little frustrated. I read all this stuff about this stuff, and man can manipulate her. A person has the right to read that and believe it. They do. That's America. I'd rather go to the biblical side of it, which blows all that away. So that's me. I ain't mad at nobody for doing it, but everybody keeps sending me stuff, and I'm not reading it, and I'm not going to read anything new, and I'm not. But I'd rather call you we want to do something before a hurricane and after the hurricane. During the hurricane, you can't do nothing, and I think you can prove that out.
Yeah, well, what got me down here is, if you're familiar with Project Hood, which is Pastor Corey Brooks in Chicago, mm-hmm. Jim Taliaferro, city councilman in Shreveport, and I were in Chicago 2 weeks ago spending some time with Project Hood to see what we could possibly bring back to Shreveport. Well, I'm thinking the Father's got me doing some good work there, but instead now I'm in Tampa because of that, because one of their advisors had houses in Tampa that got flooded from Hurricane Helene. So I was coming down here to try to help them with their houses, and then the next thing I know, all of a sudden, we got another hurricane coming. So I said, well, let me just go ahead and be there and get your storm shutters up and do whatever we can to mitigate the damage of this next one coming in. So I got here on Tuesday, tried to batten down the hatches as best I could on their houses, and that's why I'm here.
Okay. But now you actually, you were in Tampa, and I think you told me you were in a car garage, which seems to be one of the safest places because of the way they built. Don't mean it's perfect, but so tell us kind of what you saw last night, what you go through, and what you actually saw since you've been, I'm taking it, you moving around a little bit now.
Yeah, I am. And I was on the, and I've done, the reason they asked me to do this, I've done this plenty of times before, a couple of hurricanes in Florida in 2004. I was on the ground for Hurricane Katrina. So a car garage is a perfect place. It's a concrete structure. And because of the potential of storm surge, I had to get
you know, third floor or higher somewhere. So a parking garage was the perfect place to just park and ride it out. The wind was some of the worst I've been through in any hurricane I've been through. It was pretty amazing because everything is so flat here. You're just watching pops of power lines and transformers going out for miles while this wind and rain are coming in. But luckily for Tampa, because this hit about 25 miles south of the bay, instead of the bay getting that storm surge and really flooding Tampa like they thought, it actually pulled the water, because of that counterclockwise rotation of the storm, it actually pulled water out of Tampa Bay, and they didn't get storm surge. So the only flooding that is here, it came from the 10 inches of rain and all of the canals that run through here. And there is some flooding here in Tampa and the area, but it was all because of the rain, not because of storm surge.
In other words, they missed it again.
they
missed it again when it came to Tampa.
I'm sitting here watching this track, you know, every hour watching it change, and it's jumping up and going to be a direct hit on Tampa Bay, which is going to bring you 15 feet of water. And then an hour later, it'll shift 20 miles to the south, which means you're going to get no storm surge. And I'm just crossing my fingers watching it flop back and forth every hour. And luckily for Tampa, not lucky for, you know, the south side. But this is where the major population is. So it really was they've dodged a really good bullet. A lot of tornadoes, though. I mean, we've got 3.3 million people without power right now. We had four deaths from tornadoes over on the East Coast as the storm came through.
Yeah, by the way, I was glad we were watching TV and I turned it over to check the Weather Channel. Not the Weather Channel, actually, I think I did Fox. But anyway, I watched it for about 30 seconds. I'm not watching people sitting in the wind with a helmet on and glasses and a rain suit. And all you see, they can't show you nothing. They can't tell you nothing. They can only see the wind blowing on them. And I'm going, this is not made for TV for me. I figure I'll wait till the day to find out what went on. Well, I mean, they can't do anything. I mean, if you'd have been reporting last night on TV in a bunker, basically, there's not a whole lot you can show. The lights were off and things of that nature. So people that can sit there and just watch a guy standing up in the wind, look how strong the wind is. I go, I'm not watching that. I'd rather watch Hogan's Hero, I Love Lucy.
No, sir. I had no interest in being in that wind. I was hunkered down as tight into that parking garage as I could be and say, see y'all in the morning.
Yeah, did you now that you've been out and about, do you go somewhere else or you just stand basically in the Tampa area?
Well, I'm not going to be here very long. I just needed to make sure that I was just doing a service for these people to make sure their houses were okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to work. I'm not here to, stay. And I did, there is a church that flooded about half a mile from where I am. I'm going to go make contact with them because that looks like they got a few feet of water and they're probably going to need some help. And most of these places, they changed the laws in Florida to allow, you know, we go through this in Louisiana as far as insurance as well. Well, they put limitations on flood insurance in Florida to just to keep insurance companies writing any kind of insurance here. So even though this place flooded and they probably have flood insurance, flood insurance only covers about 25% here. So I'm going to see if we can't find a way to get them, get this church. It's a small church and I want to help them get their drywall gutted and do what we can to help them out.
Did you get any other reports where the storm hit a little bit harder? What about going all the way across Florida? Do you get a chance to go see any of that? Or you get a chance to visit with anybody that's in those areas?
I've gone to some of the areas around. They've got even the counties or the county I'm in is on lockdown. I got up early this morning as soon as the sun came up, went over into the Tampa area and talked to some people over there that had some damage, but again, wind damage, no flood damage. And as I tried to get back into this county, Pinellas County, Sheriff's Department had everything blocked off, said, no, we're not allowing anybody in. That's we got power lines down everywhere. And so I had to find some back roads to even get back in here.
How do you get gas to move around? Do you fill up going in? Because there couldn't have been a bunch of gas when you arrived.
I brought 75 gallons of gas with me in the back of my van. I've got gas cans full and came with full gas cans and a lot of cans of beefaroni.
But can you actually make it back toward Louisiana today if you wanted to, or is there going to be stops or problems getting there?
No, there won't be any problem. They've now asked for everybody to stay off the roads for a few hours, mm-hmm. just to give the emergency crews free access to get power lines sure. up. There are some flooded roads. So obviously if, powers that be say stay off the road, then I'm going to do what I'm asked and stay off the road. But,
yeah, I don't blame you.
Once they've cleared that, then now it's easy to get. It's easy to get out of here now. It's just tough to get into here now.
Yeah.
And most of the people evacuated, and I really think because of Hurricane Helene, and there were 12 deaths in Tampa, even though that hurricane was 100 miles away from Tampa of the storm surge. People really took note this time, and that's why there was such a long line of people getting out of here. I mean, when I got here Tuesday afternoon, it was a ghost town.
Yeah, I was asking you, probably, if you didn't bring food and water, then you wouldn't be able to do anything. You'd be in trouble.
Right, and that's why I did. I knew coming into it, I better bring gas, better bring food, and better bring water. I tried to get a hotel room. I looked for some hotel rooms, and even the hotels, normally even in a hurricane area, the hotels stay open. All the hotels were shut down. They were closed.
They made people leave. Well,
even the employees were on evacuation notice. It was a mandatory evacuation.
Yeah, well, good. Well, the people of Tampa should be proud of themselves. The surrounding areas, the governor. Looked like to me they did what they had to do to avoid the kind of death that could have taken place. They still going to have, as you know, with a hurricane, you still got a lot of things to clean up and fix up, and that's what's on everybody's mind now. So, listen, I appreciate it, brother. I do. I'm sure living through that last night, you're thinking, will this building hold?
Well, I'm gonna tell you that I'm hunkered down in my van, and that wind was so strong, it wasn't just rocking my van; it was scooting my van. I mean, I'd feel it just scoot a few inches, then another big gust would come, and it scooted a few more inches.
That's
strong wind there.
I know. Got to go, Sam. Thanks. God bless.
All right. Thanks for all you do, Moon.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you, Mama. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, you heard us talking about Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning and Raging Cajun delicious line of gumbo, black eyed peas, shrimp and grits, jambalaya, seafood bisque, etouffee, red beans, roux, jalapenos. Raging Cajun's products are made right here in Acadiana now. Thanks to all of y'all, Raging Cajun is one of the fastest growing brands in grocery stores. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Forget the rest, ask for the best. Ask them for that Raging Cajun. It's good, folks. Trust me. I love it. You will, too. Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Friday Eve, on a day you can talk about what you want to talk about. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number. You know, I'm not mad. So many people approach me about the weather being manipulated by the government. And they send me this project and that project. And then when they went to Vietnam and, yeah, put that. Okay. I choose to believe what I want to, like you do. If you believe that, then that's your choice. I'm not mad at you. I don't want to read it. I don't want nobody to send me nothing anymore because I'm not going to read anything else. Sam said the best thing in the world. We talked about the Bible and it's in there. And this stuff's been happening way before man could manipulate them and control them. And I just don't think that's possible. I do think that the Democrats are trying to play up on the fears of people that want to change this country because of the slow reaction to hurricanes in North Carolina and of course, in Florida. And I'm starting to see what the hurricanes could change the landscape of who they vote for. Telling y'all, people, the Trump voter, the people that want to vote, the country folks, see their deal. And I saw David Axelrod. These old hicks in the country, they ain't gonna worry about voting. But the elite in Asheville, Tampa, they'll make sure they go find a way to vote because they're smart. And that's how they look down on people that don't vote for progressive communist type tactics. And so they're really talking about, man, we got a chance at Florida now. They are happy the hurricane hit Florida and North Carolina. I saw what Trump said. You know, we want to make sure everybody can vote. I'm worried about people right now, but it's 535,000 people in those areas that are probably Trump supporters for the most part. And so the Democrats are already putting that out there. Folks, don't believe none of that. Don't believe any of that. You just got to go vote. I tell people in Louisiana where Trump's going, so what? Go vote. Go vote. I mean, that's what you got to go do. You got to go vote. I can't control none of that. Just like they can't control the weather. Folks, I'm not saying they can't put something in a cloud and something. I'm not saying that. I'm not denying any of it. So what do? You think they sent two hurricanes to Florida for Trump can't win Florida? They sent a massive hurricane up through Georgia into North Carolina, and so Trump can't win? Who did this? Was it Biden or Obama? George Soros or Bill Gates? Who did it? I mean, gee whiz. Somebody's going to come and say, I'm a scientist and I'd like to talk to you about this. I don't want to talk to you. Talk to somebody else. You're just being closed-minded. Yes, I am. Exactly. I am. I read all that stuff. And whether it's true or not, I don't care. I don't. It's not something I'm going to control anyway. You can't control anything in Louisiana. I'm going to control something like that. So, anyway, just so many people have sent me crap that I choose not to believe in. People like you, close money. Yeah, next thing you're going to tell me is that man is fossil fuels are running the planet. Same type people. Anyway, appreciate Sam getting on his call. By the way, Elbert Guillory would join us. He's running in the district against Cleo Fields. He'll join us coming out of the next break. Roy Alexander joined us at the top of the hour. FEMA gave all this money for illegals. When did they get into that business? And claiming we don't have enough money. You know, that's what you always do in a government entity. We watch it in Louisiana. We ain't got no money for the hurricanes. Let Congress go spend some more money. I got a great piece on inflation you don't want to miss. It's not long. It's going to tell you about inflation. And then I got somebody that says Trump's going to win in an electoral landslide. Maybe I ought to not play that one because people go, oh, don't play that one. That ain't got nothing to do with anything. It's just somebody's belief. Also, Louisiana sales taxes. Now I found out they want to tax radio sales, TV sales, internet sales. And I'm not talking about what you buy. I'm talking about actual companies. It'd be your website. That's Bobby Jindal 2.0. Just tell you, it's Bobby Jindal 2.0. And anyway, we'll talk more when we get back. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on College Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state-certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you. Hey, folks, it's Moon Griffon.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by Champines, located in the Oil Center. Champines, going the extra mile.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a pleasant day. 844-766-6607. Our prayers still for our friends in Florida and what they went through. Tampa looked like, once again, Tampa. And Tampa had some damage, but not nearly what they thought it was. We are joined by Mr. Elbert Guillory. He is running in the 6th Congressional District to be the next congressman. Mr. Guillory, how you doing, sir?
Moon, good morning. It's great to be here with you.
Yes, sir. All right, Mr. Elbert, give people an idea what you're running on, why you're running, and you want to be the next congressman. And this is a race I know you feel like you can win, even though everybody says Cleo feels his race to lose. But you don't feel that way, and you're the one traveling, doing all the campaigning.
I'm working very hard to make it happen. Moon, I've got grandchildren, and I'm concerned about the freedoms and opportunities that America has provided all of these years. And I've got to fight to save those so that my grandchildren can have access to them. If we let America go, we're in bad shape. And nowhere else on earth will anyone be able to find these freedoms and these opportunities. So that's why I'm doing it. I'm working very hard. I'm traveling all over. This district is about 300 miles long. Looks like an alligator. It's kind of long and thin, and it runs all the way from Baton Rouge to Shreveport.
Yeah.
But I'm working it, and with the prayers and the energy of a lot of people, I think that we're going to pull this off.
You feel like there'll be a runoff in this election, which would give you your best shot, because it'd be a It'll be a, and I didn't know how many people in a race, but I think it's more than just two of y'all. And the reason why I asked that is, sir, if you get a December runoff, anything happens in December.
I would love to have a first round knockout, but I would be happy, very happy, with a December runoff. I believe that our chances of winning in a December runoff are even greater than a first round knockout.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But you're a supporter of President Trump too, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I've been a Trump supporter since he came onto the scene. I believe all you have to do is comparison shop, like the ladies say all the time. And if you look at his opponent, first the Mr. Biden, and then Miss Kalama, that lady, those are just not in the same league as being a president as Donald Trump is.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, you look at his district. You're a black American. You are a Republican. You know, I would think it would help you in that district. You got to overcome some things because the Democrat Party has just made everybody evil if you're black and you're a black Republican. They just make everybody sound like they're so evil, and that's not. I know you personally. I know that's not you. That's hard to overcome is what I'm saying because of what they do to people if you're not, quote, in line with what they want you to be like.
That is so true, and I've felt it. Although it's changing a lot because of Trump. Trump is pulling a lot of, especially black men, over to his side. But also, as people get to know me and see my years of service, my preparation, my seasoning, I'm ready to do this. They look at the work that I've done when I was in the Louisiana legislature as a representative and then as a senator. And then people start to see that I'm really the real deal.
Yeah, but being a black Republican, I would think would be a good thing for you running this district. And number two is, and I know what you believe, and but you've been chastised for doing the right thing. This is what you decided to do, and to be a Republican, and to roll up your sleeves and say I believe in this is the best way. Nobody should criticize you for being a Republican. And I know the left has done that to you over and over again. And yet that doesn't do anything to challenge your character. They just challenge why you're a Republican. And I think it's a very good thing, and I'd like to see more black Americans run like that.
I hope so. What I'm doing is really saying, I'm putting myself out there and I'm saying, I'm the best choice. I have the best background, the best experience, the best education. Mm-hmm. No one can touch my experience in law, government, and politics. And I have great integrity. So you can't beat that combination of in a politician.
Yeah, you.
So here I am.
But you do believe this district was drawn to help one side. I mean, I appreciate your guts to even run in the race because it was drawn for one person, and there would be nothing better to wake up on election day, whether it be November or Christmas, to see your name as the congressman. It would be the best thing I've seen in this state happen for a long, long time, looking at what happened to make this district up.
Well, Boone, you know, because you and I have worked on these issues for a long time, when it comes to spending, I'm very concerned about the level of spending and what we're spending our money on and what we're getting for that money. I'll be paying close attention to that. I'll be paying close attention to the crime. This is outrageous, man. Drugs and thugs rule our streets and communities. Mm-hmm. And this invasion from the southern border, that is, I cannot understand how a nation would just open its doors and just let everything and anything come in. And people come in bringing drugs, guns, diseases. We have to stop that. We have to protect our people. Government is not protecting the people, and we have to do that.
Oh, no, they're not even trying to protect us. They're matter of fact, they're saying, come on in. Enjoy yourself. Exactly. Do whatever you want to do. Every time I read the paper about a drug overdose from fentanyl, every time I read the paper that some young lady has been raped by an illegal, it just makes me so mad. The whole country ought to be outraged. And I got to tell you, though, it does make me mad every time they spend more money in Washington, D.C., too, because that ain't helping anything. That's hurting the middle-class working people.
Absolutely. It does two things. It drives us close to bankruptcy, and we are on the brink of a disaster worse than the Great Depression. But to spend our money the way that it's being spent all over the world, when our roads and bridges are crumbling, mm-hmm. our veterans are sleeping under bridges, our old folks are scrambling, trying to decide whether to buy some food or some medicine, this is ridiculous. If we have the money to spend, let's spend it here. Let's take care of Americans first.
The problem is we don't even have that kind of money, unfortunately. It's a shame what they've done. Hey, Elbert Guillory, my special guest, he is a congressional candidate in the 6th Congressional District. Yeah, that district that was drawn out for one candidate. First of all, how can people get in touch with you, people that want to contribute or be part of the campaign?
If they go to on the YouTube, Elbert Guillory for Congress, that would be the best way, the easiest way. And you can donate there. Call me. My phone is listed. I'm in Opelousas, Louisiana. And those ladies who will answer the phone will get you to me and I'll give you any information that you need. If you want to volunteer, they'll sign you up. I'm out there. Elbert Guillory for Congress.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best. Like I said, nothing would satisfy me more on Election Day, at least, if they say you're in a runoff, but nothing would be happier, make people happier, if you got in a runoff and won this election. That would tickle me to death, and it would tickle a lot of people because of what was done to help one guy. And I'd have a lot of people regretting that vote, a lot of Republicans anyway. So anything else you want to add real quick?
I will work hard.
I know you will.
I'm sorry?
No, I said anything else you want to add real quick before I go?
Yes, I love my God, I love my country, and I'm a country boy with common sense.
All right, Mr. Guillory, thank you, sir. God bless.
Always a pleasure, Moon. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, got to take a break. More to come. Moon Graffon Show. Inflation, don't go nowhere. I want y'all to hear this. We'll take a break. Be right back. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com. I've been telling you about Schumacher Homes for a long time. Now, for a limited time, you can choose from 5 different financing offers and pick one that works best for you. Whether you're an active duty, military, or veteran, you can take advantage of the exclusive VA construction loan offer. You can lock in 30-year fixed financing for as low as 3.875. How about that? Looking to stay in your home and start construction right away, a stay-in-your-home loan might be right for you. With this option, you can stay in your home during construction and not worry about moving twice. And for you first-time homebuyers, we're not going to forget you. For a limited time, they're offering 30-year fixed financing as low as 3.875. Other financing offers include no-cost refinancing, conventional loans, and FHA construction loans. If you're thinking of building your dream custom home, there's no time like the present to start building. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Let them build your dream home. They're building dream homes one at a time. This is Moon Griffon here. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Don't forget to join us at the coming out of next break. Roy Alexander and all the money they sent into illegals instead of FEMA having enough money because they can go to Washington and say, hey, can you cover another check? But I'm going to tell you how that works. Matthew James tax, a business tax reduction hotline. So just reported, inflation report just released, and prices rose faster than economies even predicted. Folks, inflation is caused by one thing. Now, Milton Friedman was on a show, and he was talking about inflation and what inflation does, okay, and where it comes from. You ain't got to take my words from it. Listen to this.
This is the most destructive disease known to modern societies. There is nothing which will destroy a society so thoroughly and so fully as letting inflation run riot. Inflation doesn't arise because you got consumers who are spendthrift. They've always been spendthrift. It doesn't arise because you've got the businessmen who are greedy. They've always been greedy. Inflation arises because we as citizens have been asking you as politicians to perform an impossible task. We've been asking you to spend somebody else's money on us, but not to spend our money on anybody else. Everybody talks against inflation, but what he means is that he wants the prices of the things he sells to go up and the prices of the things he buys to go down. The real tax on the American people is not what you label taxes. It's total spending. If Congress spends $50 billion more than it takes in, if government spends $50 billion, who do you suppose pays that $50 billion?
Of course.
The Arab sheiks aren't paying it. Santa Claus isn't paying it. The Tooth Fairy isn't paying it. You and I, as taxpayers, are paying it indirectly through hidden taxation.
Okay. Walker Reed wrote that. Government spending. And everybody wants the government to keep spending. There's so many people they get from the government now. Government spending. Then I'll give you another report. We took in, they are planning, let me see if I can get this right. We're going to spend over $2 trillion this year. $2 trillion this year. Okay? $2 trillion more in the annual budget than we've been getting. Deficit nears $2 trillion as lawmakers borrow $5 billion per day. Listen, you want to run a country. We're doing it. If the middle class can't work and buy, what do we have? This is what Congress, this is why people like Joe Biden, and by the way, Republicans in this too, they don't want to quit spending. Why state government don't want to quit spending. And the guy said it right, because spending somebody else's money, don't spend mine. And all these people, this is why I talk about people like money bags. They got a lot of them like him. Don't give a damn where the money comes from. They don't care how much it costs you, as long as they get plenty of it. They got so many people like that now. And we got, as long as they're going to spend the money, your car prices ain't going down. Your food prices ain't going down. Your clothes prices are not going down. Your insurance ain't going down because as the cars get jacked up, guess what? You got to have insurance prices to go up to meet the demand on the prices of the car. If everything keeps going up, it costs more to fix your house after you get hit by a hurricane. I'm just telling you. If you listen, this is what I've been preaching for a long time now. This is not, this, none of this is done by accident. It's all being done on purpose, and the left especially wants to do it. This is how you transform America. Barack Obama never wanted a budget. They cut out budgets when Barack Obama came in. We hadn't had budgets since. Just everything's worked off of, hey, how much more can we add this week? And then next, and then go 6 months, 3 months, and let's add some more. It's nobody, there's no serious person in Washington, D.C. that cares enough, or not enough of them, that want to change what's going on. So I'll play it one more time. Inflation ought to scare people. I know it's scaring the middle class. You vote for Kamala Harris, you deserve everything you get. And Trump's going to have a tough task because he's got to tell people no. And then the media is going to run out there. The media is, let's just put the group of people that are the dumbest people in the world, or in the United States, is our media. They're so stupid. They write like they're smart, and they all intend, they're stupid. They ought to be throwing up rag flags against Democrats, Republicans, and anybody that keeps doing them, and they don't. They push their cat hard and keep spending money, no problem. It's just crazy. Anyway, listen to this one more time. Dealing with inflation, folks. And this is about as good as you can hear.
Inflation is the most destructive disease known to modern societies. There is nothing which will destroy a society so thoroughly and so fully as letting inflation run riot. Inflation doesn't arise because you got consumers who are spendthrift. They've always been spendthrift. It doesn't arise because you've got the businessmen who are greedy. They've always been greedy. Inflation arises because we as citizens have been asking you as politicians to perform an impossible task. We've been asking you to spend somebody else's money on us, but not to spend our money on anybody else. Everybody talks against inflation, but what he means is that he wants the prices of the things he sells to go up and the prices of the things he buys to go down. The real tax on the American people is not what you label taxes. It's total spending. If Congress spends $50 billion more than it takes in, if government spends $50 billion, who do you suppose pays that $50 billion?
Of course.
The Arab sheiks aren't paying it. Santa Claus isn't paying it. The Tooth Fairy isn't paying it. You and I, as taxpayers, are paying it indirectly through hidden taxation.
All right, folks. So he was talking about if they overspend $50 billion. How about if they overspend $2 trillion? As lawmakers borrow $5 billion a day. None of this should be happening. None of it. But they're going to stop the economy. And I've always said this. This is what we always hear. If they don't do this and they let the government default, I mean, we're going to go into this depression. Well, what's going to happen when we have to default anyway because of the ignorance of spending at the state and the federal level? What's going to happen anyway? I'm just asking you a question, folks. What's going to happen? You take your licks now to straighten it up, or you keep doing what you're doing, knowing when you get to the end, there's nowhere to turn now. We need grown-ups in Washington and Baton Rouge. Grown-ups. I'm talking real grown-ups. And the problem is when the grown-ups start speaking, and they are some, but when they start speaking, there's never enough of them. And we're going to hear, well, you know, we're going to shut this down and shut that down. Maybe we ought to let some shutdowns. Because it's going to shut down anyway, but when you keep going in that direction, when the shutdown comes, it's on everybody. Everybody gets burnt. But Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and Biden will never get credit for what they really deserve, which is the destruction and transformation of America. That's what they're doing. Oh, they'd be long gone. They'd be filthy rich and long gone. And that didn't happen under our watch. No, it was under your watch that caused the problem. Just saying. All right, when we get back, Roy Alexander, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
Look at this outrageous insurance bill.
Man, everything Washington does makes life more expensive. Thank God we have Governor Landry.
What's he doing?
Well, while Washington's made a mess of things, inflation, gas, food, and the economy, Jeff Landry's fighting back, recruiting new jobs, trimming state government, and standing up for us.
Thank you. Everyone's struggling. everyone except for the insurance companies, they're getting rich off record profits, while my rates keep going up.
Jeff Landry knows that. He's taking action. Jeff signed nearly 30 bills to reduce rates and vetoed a bill that lets insurance companies profit even more.
Oh, but they didn't like that.
Political insiders aren't happy, but Jeff won't slow down. He just keeps fighting for us and winning.
Governor Jeff Landry always puts families over special interests and fights for what's fair. Paid for by Protect Louisiana Values.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Surveying damage, rescuing victims, and searching for more. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They're doing all that across Florida the day after Hurricane Milton hits.
I'm hoping today that we do a survey, we have no loss of life, and that will be directly related to the folks listening to our messages and getting out of town.
That is the sheriff in Sarasota County, where Milton first made landfall last night. And Kurt Hoffman tells Fox the storm surge added to the devastation caused by the hurricane 2 weeks ago.
With the National Guard right now doing a house-to-house assessment, but certainly worse than what it was before this storm came through. And Helene had already kind of opened that wound up, and Milton split it wide open.
Water rescues continue in areas left underwater. Fox's Steve Harrigan reports from Tampa.
We got at least 12 inches of rain. That created some flooding. And for some people, the way that water rose, the quickness of it, really took some, like this woman, by surprise.
The water comes up to here, and I'm falling down, and I'm yelling, and a gentleman comes out of his house. He pulls me in and he says, get in here. He had no idea who I was. Roy, thank you for saving my life, because I almost died.
At least four people were killed when Milton spawned tornadoes in St. Lucie County. Sheriff Keith Pearson just told Fox.
Right now, we are going through the rubble, doing everything we possibly can to rescue and save as many lives as we possibly can.
And Governor Ron DeSantis warns.
Please be cautious of downed power lines. Don't touch them. Don't remove tree debris that may be entangled.
There are still 3.3 million power outages. We got an inflation update this morning.
The consumer price index rose 0.2% in September. For the year ending in September, the CPI did improve, but not at the level economists forecast. CPI on an annual basis was up 2.4%.
Fox's Jenny Casola. That is a slight decline from August. America's listening to Fox News.
Life takes a toll on our bodies, no way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time, your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain. Relief Factor, developed by doctors. Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference, instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with
It's time to win cash. Get your KPL News app ready, because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPL News app where it says win cash, and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day, because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
And your 10 a.m. code is 610-610. That's your code for a chance to win cash with News Talk 96.5 KPL.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, MatthewJames.com. If you want to be part of the program, you can always email me, moon@moongraffon.com. I know before I get to my guests, I know y'all laughing. It's saying, well, no, I'm laughing. You're going, what is Moon laughing? I love listening to political ads, but for nothing more than the comedy of listening to somebody. So they had a John Paul Cousin ad, as you know, cocktail, raising taxes, y'all. It's running for Public Service Commission. And Cocktail was talking about how great of a good government guy he is and lower taxes, and he ain't letting taxes go up, and he's going to fight against the Green New Deal. Well, I remember another promise when he first ran. I got it right here on a card. John Paul is opposed to any increases in taxes. We will fight to shrink the size of the government to fix our budget problems. And the first vote he made was for a 1 cent sales tax that increased the budget $2.5 billion. That was his, what he sold people. He sent this out to people on a flyer. Oh, no, I'll oppose any taxes increase. First vote he made was on a $2.5 billion tax increase. He said he'll champion lower taxes for families and businesses and hardworking families to keep more of that money. You're real. Why did you put a 1 cent sales tax on us? It's a fraud campaign for the first time he ran. I just love listening to these campaign ads that are the biggest bunch of BS I ever heard. I'll save and fight for families and never increase taxes on them until I get the first vote. Then I must, once I win, I'm going to start raising taxes on everybody. I love listening to campaign ads like that. I mean, it's so precious to me. It's comedy. But yet he'll move on, and he'll keep moving up because the people that own him, they'll keep running him. Let's go to Royal Alexander. Royal, how you doing? Roy, I know you probably appreciate a good campaign ad as much as I do, especially when they do opposite.
I do. It's hard to keep up with sometimes, but voters just have to be informed about things. You know, voters have to dig in and this thing we're talking about, Moon, about giving money to illegals and therefore not having hurricane money available. Voters have to be aware of this too. It's our own government. The number one responsibility, moral, legal, and policy of our government, American government, to whom we pay trillions of dollars of our taxes every year, is to do the things for us that we can't do. And one of them is hurricanes and other kinds of catastrophe and devastation. But again, it's a shell game. I don't care whether it's DHS money that's been given and therefore FEMA doesn't have enough money, or FEMA money that is, money is fungible. It's very easy to mix money together. The point is, right now, there's not enough money to help those Hurricane Helene people, to say nothing about the people that are going to need help in Florida, Milton. So, but what is the money going to? It makes you crazy, but it's settling. Much of this money is to settle illegals in different parts of the United States. And we've learned recently, and again, those are the ones just coming across the border. We're also flying them in. We're also flying them in, yep, in kind of a massive parole program. We're bringing them out on airplanes too. So it's not just the border, but these illegals, the resettlement, they often stay in nice hotels. They're granted gift cards. They're served culturally appropriate foods. And of course, some of our homeless veterans often sleep on the sidewalks in front of those hotels. So this is, such a, it's all to get voters. The American people are turning against that agenda, and so they need more voters. It's all to get more voters into this country with these illegal
immigrants. Yeah, by the way, one of the processes, as I tell people all the time in politics, very seldom does something happen by accident. But one of the processes, you got the national popular vote people out there begging people to go to a national popular vote, while then on the flip side, you're letting 20 million plus, no telling how many it is, illegals come in. Make them all citizens, let them be voters, and you'll never lose a popular vote again. Another thing is they've been winning the popular vote sometime and losing electoral college. But if they were winning electoral college and losing a popular vote, we wouldn't hear nothing about it. It's all political all the time with these people. But, you know, going back to the border, Royal, I mean, we got 600,000, 700,000. We know are known criminals. And we let them in anyway. You know, I think this is a big issue that is going to pay dividends for Trump when it's said and done. If it doesn't, then people don't understand the issue, what's taking place right now.
Well, you got to give him credit. I mean, he just rams this issue forward, and he should. You're right, man. It's about 500,000 we know are criminals, including murderers and rapists. And, you know, they hand them the little car just like getting a traffic citation. They're never going to show up for their asylum hearing, man. They're going to be in the population of the United States, and they're never coming out. And because of sanctuary cities, nobody's ever going to go hunt them, try to find them. Of course, that'll change with Trump. But what we're doing to our country, it's such a cynical thing to do to try to alter our own population and culture in this way. No other nation would tolerate their borders being overrun like this.
No, not at all. And but now this is 100% on the Democrats. Trump, when he ran in 2016, talked about this all the time. It's 2024. He's talking about it again. And I just hope the American people realize. I mean, I tell people all the time, these powerful Democrats, their kids aren't getting raped. Most of their kids ain't dying from fentanyl. They're not getting robbed. You know what I'm saying? They elitists, because the Democrats really has become elitists and poor people. And that's what they've become now.
Yeah, the roles of the parties have switched. And I'll tell you, what really began to break the dam on this was when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Texas Governor Greg Abbott started busing illegals to other parts of the United States, like Chicago, like New York, like Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard is one of the wealthiest places, wealthiest, whitest, richest, most liberal places in not just the United States, in the world. But when they started having some illegal problems, when they go to their really posh grocery stores and those people are all huddled out in the parking lot, when you bring the problem to them, now we have a problem. Yeah. Now every state is a border state. That's essentially what we have. Every state is a border state. And for the millionth reason, we just have to, you know, the polling of the American people on wanting a mass deportation is very high. It's way over 50% of the people would favor a mass deportation of illegals.
You know the problem, though?
We could just...
You know the problem, though? A lot of them are so embedded in the communities, the kids in the schools. They're getting free this and free that. Some of them are actually working. And the problem is how do you get them out? Because the Democrats know this. They know they created a problem that may not be fixable now. Now, I'm not saying it's not, but it may not be fixable. And if it's not, let them get the popular vote movement going again, where it actually goes through and passes, and watch the fun Republicans are going to have not winning many elections. Fairly depressing.
Well, the good thing about that, that's all true. You're right about population. But fortunately, because of the brilliance of the framers of our Constitution, we elect people based on the Electoral College. For that to change, it's going to require a constitutional amendment. And a constitutional amendment is a very difficult thing to do. But it doesn't change the fact that they're trying to get voters here to put in other states that they can't win. Doesn't help them to have them in California or New York or other liberal states, Oregon. They want to get them in the balance red states. In other words, they'd like
Texas,
to turn
Florida.
Texas.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the problem. But it is a real problem. And so now, what they do, Moon, and of course I was there 8 years watching appropriations, and so it's easy to hide money in a bigger bill, like in a Ukraine bill. Sure. We're still sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. So let's slip in a few billion dollars to FEMA when FEMA has allowed the money to not come to its budget but go into Department of Homeland Security to resettle these illegals. It's all just moving money around. And if unless people are paying attention, back to our original point, they won't know that. But with Trump really clamping down on this, I'm hopeful he just simply must win. He must win.
Yeah, the Roy Alexander, who's an attorney, my special guest. Yeah, Roy, I look at this as in the we don't have a border, we don't have a country. And President Trump was so right about them, so right about China, so right about the Green New Deal. Since he's been gone, that's the three things that we've made a lot worse on purpose. What was the first thing Biden did? He shut down a pipeline. Okay? We went away from energy independence to this Green New Deal where China's going to win. He talked about China. He talked about drill, baby, drill. He talked about protecting the border. And when they came in 3.5 years ago, the Harris, Biden, Obama team, they came in and made sure they destroyed all three of those. I mean, to not have a border for your country means you don't have a country.
Right. You cannot be a sovereign nation and have uncontrolled borders. And aside from all the fentanyl and the child trafficking, yep, the sex trade, and just the illegals, there are terrorists in our country. From national intelligence reports I've seen, there's at least 51 terrorists in this country that they can't find. They can't find them. 51. Now, those people aren't here for any reason other than to be terrorists. So no nation but ours would allow this to happen, but it's all by design. They're losing the national, I think, it's slightly over 50%, and they realize that, so they've got to seed it with new voters. But, you know, Moon, what really puts the lie to it is that in one of the few interviews, of course, we know they doctored it all up, that one CBS interview with Kamala Harris the other night.
That was horrible.
And I appreciated the reporter to the extent he tried to press her. She tried to do one of her word salad things, and then he said, well, but it's through many times more illegals than coming over than when Trump was there. And she tried to say, well, we tried to get bipartisan legislation. Mm-hmm. And then I wish that he'd have pressed her once more and just said, well, then how did y'all do just this past week in clamping the border down if you had to have a legislation because you don't have?
How did you knock it down 50%, which she claimed, which was a lie, by the way, but she claimed we cut it 50%. Or if you cut it 50% now, but he did say, what about at the beginning? Hold your thought, Roy. I'll do one more segment. One more segment.
He did.
Yeah, all right. Take a break. Roy Alexander, my special guest. Be right back. Oh, shucks, you've been hearing me brag about shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you, or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks, oh, they're good.
If you've got some projects to do around the house and you need the voice of experience, a local voice, somebody that can help you and knows Louisiana, you need to check out Stein Home and Yard. They're a Louisiana company founded, established here. They've been based here. Their story dates back all the way to 1946. Stein Home and Yard has all the things you need to make your house ready for fall. Great deals on fall plants like mums, as well as all sorts of handy items you need for your house. Need to upgrade your power tool game? They've got great deals on DeWalt power tools. They also have great deals on grills for your next tailgate for the big game this weekend. Traeger pellet grills, Weber grills, Charbroil, so many great brands. And it's all right there at your fingertips. Just pull them up, steinhome.com. Steinhome.com is where you need to go to find the greatest deals on your home improvement needs. Steinhome.com, a great Louisiana company.
The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill, as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at solarlouisiana.net, your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
Fraud.
Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Louisiana-owned Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Call Tony Arpino. I have known him for years. Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. It is a great day to be with you. Friday Eve already. People looking forward to the weekend. Roy Alexander, my special guest. He is an attorney. And looking at your article, Royal has a great article in the Hayride. It's called Government Has No Money for Hurricane Helene Victims, but because of $1 billion given to illegals. And as you investigated and went through all that, like you said, it doesn't matter what side the money came out of. It's just the fact that we chose to give money to people who don't even belong here. Now that we're in hurricane season, which, by the way, the chances of America, we get more hurricanes. It's a better chance we will get a hurricane every year than not. Big difference. And yet you're not ready for it because you spent all this time making sure people who don't deserve to be here gets money and benefits.
That's how cynical all of this is, Moon. And back to our point a minute ago about that interview on CBS she did. He did try to press her, and she said, oh, we wanted a bipartisan bill. But you don't have to have a bill because Biden just unilaterally went through an executive order, locked the border down in the last week, which proves you've never needed more legislation from Congress. A president always has the power to control our borders. As commander in chief, that's just such a well settled. I mean, that's 200 years of constitutional law. A president is the commander in chief, and first and foremost, he gets to defend our own borders, which is why they've never needed legislation to lock the border down, which Biden proved by locking it down or tightening it up, at least in the last 10 days. So it's just, I'm hopeful that the dishonesty won't go unchallenged by the American people. I do think people are paying close attention. I do all of this happening at once. She doesn't convey strength. And you're right to say of China, if I were China and she's elected, I would go right into Taiwan, if I wanted to. If I were Putin, I would finish Ukraine because I know she's never going to stand up to me. The world powers are watching. They're only slightly on their back foot because they're not exactly sure what Biden still may or may not do. But if she becomes the president, no strength. I mean, remember Reagan's peace through strength. You hope to never have to use your strength, but the way you avoid problems is by having your strength in the first place. You know, walk quietly but carry a big stick. America, we are an indispensable nation. We are an exceptional nation, and it's necessary for us to be strong to project that force and calm. It's calm in a crazy world. Well, we can't even control our own borders. And it's not that we can, obviously. It's that this government doesn't want to control our own borders because it thinks politically it will benefit itself.
And every time they start, you know, a deal sent, we're running $2 billion, $2 trillion worth of debt this year. Trillion dollars worth of debt. $5 billion a day. You just kind of wonder how many people are getting a check or money. What is the government paying for that we don't know? Hotel rooms, health care, food. We don't know what they're paying for. I bet you the money is a lot worse than what we know.
And the only chance to change that, and they know that, Moon, they know how he's going to be. This time going in, if Trump goes back in, I think he may fire half the federal government. Now he understands every bit of it. I think he always thought it was bad, but until he was the president, he didn't fully appreciate what the deep state really is.
Our problem,
he realizes.
Yeah, our problem is going to be I keep thinking something's going to happen big that they plan between now and Election Day. Now, although people are voting, I mean, heck, today's the 10th. We're voting in 9 days. People have been voting in a lot of these states already.
There's not much. Because of lawfare, Moon, because of the way they've gone after him for 2.5 years using lawfare, the courts and the legal system to try to, and all that's been knocked back, all of it, whether they're trying to knock him off the ballot in different states or through immunity, where the Supreme Court had that great executive immunity ruling, all of it's been knocked back. Well, Jack Smith, a week or 10 days ago, tried to bring up that latest issue, mm-hmm. but with all that's going on, no one is surprised. No one cares. There's just so much going on in this country. I don't think there can be an October surprise, Moon, because Trump has been attacked so thoroughly for so long. What would the surprise be? What
are they now, look, I can't give you that. I think it's no way. It's no way the media, the left, Soros, China, people with the Green New Deal, which is the biggest sham ever, there's no way they can let Trump be president. I'm just saying. I'm leaving it right there. There's no way they can let him be president. I hope the American people have the resolve to make it happen.
And I think they will. There are millions of Americans who still pray every day for our country.
Yeah. Roy, I got to run. Just because of time. Okay, thank you, brother. All right. Been bragging about Dino Hardwoods for a long time. A good friend, Charles Altman, they do an excellent job. And if you're looking for unique or hard to find hardwood lumber, plywood, and molding, is Dino Hardwoods. That's where you need to go. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Trust Dino Hardwoods for all your hardwood lumber and cypress needs. With the holiday season fast approaching, as you know, a timeless handmade gift using quality lumber by Dino just means more. With 3 great locations to serve you now, Broussard, Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, and now he's expanded in Tyler, Texas. Folks, there's something for every discerning woodworker at Dino. Go to DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com, and check out the unique and hard-to-find hardwood, lumber, plywood, and molding that you can't just find anywhere. Charles Altman, trust me, is not a better man in the business. He knows what he's doing, and he wants to service you. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com.
My husband and I were invited to a 50th wedding anniversary. I noticed this little lady, and she was basically sitting alone. Her daughter turned to me just as I came over to introduce myself, and she said, "My mother has Alzheimer's." She had not said her daughter's name in 2 years. She didn't recognize her. I said, "Listen, we might be able to help her." And about 3 weeks later, they show up. We gave her 5 days of treatment. This lady, each day, got a little better and a little better. She started flirting with the guys. She was so cute. My friend said, "You're smiling a lot." And she said, "They make those here." The next day, says out loud, "Martha, would you get me a cup of coffee, please?" Her daughter, Martha, breaks down crying because her mother hadn't said her name in 2 years.
Learn more about treatment for Alzheimer's at SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com. Springfield Wellness Center.
Have you been suffering?
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. It's amazing. I've had some people email me and talk about Cousin, how he's going to cut taxes on families, and he'll never, as opposed to any increase in taxes. Why vote for $3 billion? John Paul would champion lower taxes for families. And businesses, so the hardworking people of working families can keep all their money. First thing he did, let's raise sales taxes. First thing, And he voted with the fraud squad. They're just moving him up. Don't do what's right. Go tell people. That somebody called me and said, man, ain't that the guy that brass it? That's him. Ain't he the one bragged about, you know, cut taxes and work for the family? He voted for the 1 cent sales tax under the leadership of Bill Edwards. And he helped Clay Schexnayder win. Moving him up. Won the Senate. Nobody ran against him. It's amazing. It's amazing. But anyway, that's what people want to vote for. Let them vote easy. Not that bright. But you know, people got to do what they want to do. And if they think people like that are going to move the state forward, good luck with that. It's just almost hilarious. Getting to the point to be kind of funny. But anyway, I see that. All right. So the inflation level, matter of fact, Rusty Clucci, I called Rusty to join me at 11:30 on this inflation, $2 billion worth of debt. And there's a guy telling you to keep spending all that money. But you know what, folks, until we take our country back from the spending, they can tell you about this. This is what breaks my heart. You see these inflation numbers? They said, well, it was better than last month, but not as good as they expected. Folks, nobody has to tell me how much inflation is. Nobody. If somebody has to come along, some government entity has got to come tell you what it's costing you to live, you ain't too bright. My pocketbook tells me what it's costing me to live. You don't have to, well, the government said it only rose 2%. Oh, man, I feel better about that. The price of bread went down. The price of meat went down. The price of fish went down. No. I don't have to ask. Nobody should have to ask what inflation is doing. They would go to the car dealerships. By the way, I'm not cutting car dealerships. I brag about car dealerships every day. You know, when years ago you'd finance a car for 3 or 4 years and it got to 5, 7, 6, and 7 now. Why? Costs are so high because of inflation. And as long as Washington is going to keep spending money, they're going to put us in a bind. They're putting the middle class working people behind. If you really got a lot of money and rich, you know, you're going to survive it. But the middle class is what strives. It's what drives the country here. The meat's in the middle. .4% in September above expectations. Nobody has to tell me what it costs to go buy groceries, to go out to eat, to go fishing. Nobody. I think the gas prices and oil prices and all that be coming down, but it's just artificial. But they can drive it down, they're gonna convince you that electric vehicle's better. Nobody has to tell you about how high things are. But if you look around and go, well, the government says I'm doing better. You know if you're doing better. Nobody can tell you if you're doing better. You're like going to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, I press here. Does it feel better? You don't want to get to tell him, no, it don't, doc. It hurts. He don't press on you and go, I don't think that hurts you no more. Oh, hey, doc, it's killing you. If you say it don't hurt me, doc, if you say it don't hurt me, I guess I'm okay. Think about that. I'm at the doctor. My knee, doc. Let me twist it a little bit. Does that hurt? And you go, yeah, it hurts. When you twist it, it hurts. Or would you rather the doctor say, let me twist your hurt knee. And he starts twisting and go, that don't hurt you. How does he know that? He ain't the one being twisted. It's just like these politicians and these rich lobbyists and politicians. They don't know we're getting hurt because they ain't us. You know, that's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with elected officials. These illegals coming in, it hurt you? Well, no, it ain't hurt me yet. I hadn't been raped or shot at or mugged or nothing robbed yet that I know of. Ask somebody who's had a little girl raped by an illegal and ask them if the illegals are hurting them. Ask somebody who lost their land or lost their home or lost somebody that died of fentanyl. Ask them if the illegals crossing the border hurting them. Don't ask Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. It ain't hurting them. It's just, it's an incredible thing to watch. Erosion of the greatest country in the world for no reason at all. No reason at all. So it's wow. By the way, I was reading a letter to the editor. It's kind of funny. Cutting taxes won't help improve education in Louisiana. I don't know who wrote this. Ray Shiel, whatever his name is. Cutting taxes seems to be a great idea if you're an ordinary Republican. However, even if I lean toward the Republican Party, I have to look at what cutting taxes will accomplish for the state of Louisiana. It was obviously cut back on support for public school system, which is already near the bottom of national rankings. Hey, Ray, that's a question for you. I'm just kind of curious. Cutting taxes won't improve education. Well, raising them hadn't worked either. Raising taxes hadn't worked at all. Hadn't worked at all, have they? No, it hadn't worked at all. But I get a kick out when people are like, raising taxes. Cutting taxes ain't helping improve education. How has raising them helped? I mean, how has raising taxes helped? Because I'm curious. I want to know how that works. But once again, by the way, I didn't get to it yet, but I'll get to it maybe later today. If tomorrow, dealing with the tax plan that the governor's putting out. A great article in the Hayride. Does backstabber Bill Cassidy, Psycho Bill, have a shot into 2026? I'm going to go on record again. I got beat with Edwards because of Eddie Rasponi going after Ralph Abraham. I didn't think they could do it twice. Bill Cassidy's all in. I talked to several people. He's all in. He's raising money. They're trying to get way ahead with money. So people say, I got to go with Cassidy. He got the money. We got closed primaries. I don't care how much Cassidy has. Cassidy has a problem winning, folks. I'm telling y'all, I've seen the numbers. His polling with the Republican Party, and it's a closed primary. Only Republicans will go vote. And people like me, and I'm going to lead the charge in 2026, people that are no party, going to Republican Party to make sure you vote against Cassidy. This guy needs to be beaten. They got to be beaten and beaten bad. He can't win. Somebody made a good point, said we've been raising taxes since 1913. What's the results? Good point. But Cassidy's running, okay? Cassidy's running. They're trying to get so much money ahead where it looks like you can't beat him. Don't buy into it. There will be money out there for other candidates to run against him. The Republican Party will not support him. People in the Republican Party are not going to support Psycho Bill. They're not going to do it. Somebody say, well, he's going to run, but I don't see this guy running. But if he wants to run, then I'm all in for him running. But I will be voting against him in 2026 in a Republican primary. He backstabbed us on a lot of stuff. He's running around giving out green new money deal, excited about that. But in a closed primary, it's a different ballgame for Mr. Cassidy. All right? So, anyway, more of that. A lot more to come. Don't go anywhere. Let's take a break. 844-766-6607 is the number. It's the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Take a break. Be right back. Mr. Saunier, you up next. Nestled in gently rolling hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around. Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayoutage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petit Sauvignon, dry and sweet whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Griffon. My lovely bride and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here.
It started with direct messages. That's how they got to my son. Gavin was just 17 and looking forward to college. He was contacted by online predators pretending to be a teenage girl. He was the victim of sexual extortion. In less than 2 hours after that first message, Gavin died by suicide. It's a pain I don't want any other parent to feel. Social media is causing an epidemic of bullying, anxiety, and depression, and it's leaving kids vulnerable to the kind of predators that targeted my son. We have to hold big tech accountable and pass the Kids Online Safety Act. I couldn't protect my son, but now it's my mission to make sure all kids are protected. I'm a father and a proud conservative, and I'm here to tell Speaker Johnson, pass the Kids Online Safety Act, because nothing is more important than protecting our kids.
Paid for by Issue One Action, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Issue1Action.org.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, last segment of the Friday Eve of this hour. Yeah, I do want to play that for people. Hold that walk. I'm going to take a call and we're going to play it. I got a prediction. Guy says Trump win by a landslide. By the way, I don't buy into all that. I'm just telling you it's one prediction. Let's take a call from Mr. Sanye. Hello, sir.
Hey, Moon, how are you?
Man, despite me, I'm hanging in there. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Hey, I've been trying to call you. I'm a retired weather forecaster. I worked for I was in the Navy for 20 years, active duty, and grew up in the Carrollton area. Joined the Navy in the mid '80s. Did about 20 years with the Navy. Actually, did longer. A few more years. I worked for the Navy as a civilian, and then transferred to. The Corps of Engineers doing oceanographic work for them. My background is meteorology and oceanography.
Yeah.
So every now and then you'll have one of your favorite guests on, and he's kind of down. I call him he's down to earth. You know, he gives you some really good.
Are you talking about Stephen Paul, my climate czar?
Yeah, the climate czar. Yeah. He says a lot of stuff that I wholeheartedly agree with. You know, one of the reasons I got out of the, I was glad to get out of the Navy because it had started to get politicized with, you know, the climate change.
Yes, sir.
Things like that. I mean, I don't have a problem with anybody talking, you know, saying, hey, we got a lot, you know, climate change. I mean, yeah, there is climate change. You know, we go through these peaks and lulls and climate, you know, and temperatures and, you know, rain and everything else, you know. And, you know, I mean, from the very beginning when I joined the Navy, a lot of the training I got was on the civilian side. I went to some colleges, civilian training. And I remember when I first started, the whole talk was, you know, global cooling at the time. It was because yes. we have been coming out of an ice age. For quite a while, and there's signs that we're going back into one. But this was at the time, and then somehow we got into global warming, and you know, it was getting frustrating, especially with when they gave up on either global cooling or global warming. They went with just climate change, blaming, you know, all climate change on man.
By the way, let me stop you a second. They run to every event now to take advantage of it. And these hurricanes have been coming before they ever even talked about this stuff. It's been piling up.
Yeah, exactly. Now, when I did meteorology, I did primarily field work. I was out in the field forecasting weather at naval air stations, on battle groups, foreign navies. I basically traveled the world and forecasted weather conditions and oceanographic conditions throughout most of the world. It was a great career and a rewarding career for a little Cajun dude from Karen Crow, Louisiana. I got to see things that no one else probably will ever see from my graduating class. And I'm lucky for that. You know, unfortunately for me, you know, when I got out of the Navy and moved back home, I live in Broussard now. I was surprised, you know, I spent the first half of my career, you know, we were fighting communism, only to get out of the Navy and find that our country seems to be running full speed ahead towards it, you know?
Yeah, I always said people in the military could probably explain it better than anybody, because this, what they're putting us toward is not what y'all fought against or for. And I heard a veteran out of Slidell, somebody's for Kamala Harris, and I thought, wow, what? Just God bless you for your service, but that's an idiotic way of thinking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most people in the military, I mean, you know, after the whole 20 years that I was in working active duty, most active duty or enlisted, especially on the enlisted side, they tend to vote conservative or Republican. Not that all Republicans are really conservative, but now that you find it a little bit different on the officer side. The officers kind of, sometimes I think it's almost evenly split. You got a lot of commissioned officers that are hardcore blue, and you got some that are hardcore red. But I find that on the enlisted side, it seems to be mostly conservative. But yeah, it is.
All right, sir.
You got a little bit of everybody. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. God bless you, and God bless you for your service. All right, Walker, one quick thing with this guy predicting on Donald Trump and the landslide. I just thought this was interesting. That's the only reason I'm playing it. I'm going votes. It don't matter. But here we go.
The reason I believe that Trump is going to win in an electoral landslide. And when I say electoral landslide, I think he's going to run the table. I mean, right now, Maine is competitive. Virginia is competitive. Right? States that there's no way on earth he should win are competitive. Why? Let me tell you the reason. Fear. Fear is an unbelievable motivator. When you are afraid, you will act. And people right now are in fear. They're in fear of their jobs. They're in fear of their future. They're in fear of their communities. They're in fear of their where they're going to live, what they're going to do, their grandchildren, their children. People are now operating out of fear. All of us are, because they know what the OBH regime is going to do to them. OBH is Obama, Biden, Harris. They know what the regime is going to do. They're going to flood the zone with illegals. Every community is going to be overrun. Every resource you have is going to get strained. All your taxpayer dollars are going to go to them. They're going to register all of them to vote. You'll never win again. They're going to raise your taxes. They're going to put small business under. They're going to have all kinds of regulations. You're not going to be able to drive the car you want. You're not going to be able to do anything. Fear of just economic collapse, wars, is a great motivator. The reason
So there's a lot of truth to that when he talks about the fear, because I see it. I've been telling y'all now for the last 6 months. A lot of fear in people's eyes of what they're watching happen under this regime. I love Obama, OBH, Obama, Biden, Harris. I love that. OBH. That's what you ought to do, because that's the guy right there that's behind the manipulation. By the way, just for the record, Hurricane Milton was historic, not unprecedented. Hurricanes of similar size and strength hit Tampa Bay in 1848 and 1921. 1848 and 1921. There was no talk of global warming and stuff like that. 1848 and 1921. Big hurricanes hitting the Tampa Bay area. might have did more damage than they done now. Just it was a heck of a lot less people. Letting you know, folks, when they start throwing the craziness at you. All right, we got to take a break. MoonGriffon.com. Listen live. Another hour to go. We'll talk at you in a minute.
This outrageous insurance bill.
Man, everything Washington does makes life more expensive. Thank God we have Governor Landry.
What's he doing?
Well, while Washington's made a mess of things, inflation, gas, food, and the economy, Jeff Landry's fighting back, recruiting new jobs, trimming state government, and standing up for us.
Thank you. Everyone's struggling. Everyone except for the insurance companies. They're getting rich off record profits, while my rates keep going up.
Jeff Landry knows that. He's taking action. Jeff signed nearly 30 bills to reduce rates and vetoed a bill that lets insurance companies profit even more.
Oh, but they didn't like that.
Political insiders aren't happy, but Jeff won't slow down. He just keeps fighting for us and winning.
Governor Jeff Landry always puts families over special interests and fights for what's fair. Paid for by Protect Louisiana Values.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancro and Broussard today.